The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
In sports, baseball, the Buffalo Bisons lost at home to Worcester yesterday, 12-6. Bisons have Monday off, and they'll start another series tomorrow night at Scranton-Wilkes-Barre. Major league play, Boston last night beat the Yankees 9-3. Mets were winners over San Diego 11-6. Toronto edged Cleveland by a 7-6 score. Jude Bellingham scored to give England a winning start at Euro 2024, beating Serbia by a 1-0 score. More games are set for this morning as well at Euro 2024, with Romania taking on Ukraine. Later, it's Austria and France and Belgium and Slovakia.
This WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Elections officials are reporting low turnout for early voting in advance of next Tuesday's primary elections. 64 ballots were cast Sunday in Erie County for a two-day total of 187. While there are primary races in some towns, the race garnering the most attention is the Republican primary in the 147th Assembly District. Six-time incumbent David DiPietro is fighting off a challenge from Mitchell Martin, who is a chief with the Erie County Sheriff's Office. The 147th covers much of southern Erie and Wyoming counties. Early voting continues at 19 sites through Sunday. A local lawmaker is looking to enact term limits for the Erie County Legislature. Legislator John Bargnasi later today will introduce a bill to establish term limits that would cover himself and his fellow county legislators. According to a release, the measure looks to encourage good people to become involved in public service. And the Erie County Sheriff's Department is investigating an early Sunday morning fatal crash in the town of Holland. Deputies were called out to a two-vehicle crash near the intersection of Vermont Hill Road and Vermont Street. 62-year-old driver, 62-year-old Grant Brown of Concord, was pronounced dead at the scene.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.